Okay, great. So today is Thursday.
Friday.
Excuse me, Friday, December the 16th. I currently have 1:06 p.m. and I'd like to call the electronic special city council meeting to order. And so we only have one thing on the agenda, and that is just to ratify the appointment of an acting city manager. So if someone would like to motion for that agenda, then we'll have that approved and then move on. So does someone want to make a motion?
I move that we approve the agenda to ratify city manager.
Okay. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion's been seconded. All those in favor, let's do it by voice call. So
can I ask a question?
Sure.
I'm not, the agenda's not in front of me, so what does it say on that, Rob? Oh, I don't have it in front of me either. I just was going based on what Mayor Geehy said.
So
effective December 31st.
This is just to approve the agenda. We're going to have a discussion about whether it should actually.
Oh, we got an agenda item? We're approving an agenda. Oh, the agenda. Okay, fine.
So.
Okay, sure.
At this point,
misunderstood that.
That's all right. So we're approving the agenda, and so we're going to have a voice call vote. So I'll start with those that are here with me. So Mr. Bailey.
Aye.
Mr. Zappala.
Aye.
Mrs. Reese.
Aye.
Mr. Geddes.
Aye.
Mr. Crawley.
Aye.
Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. So I just want to walk you through the process in terms of what takes place and how this is supposed to take place. So about 5 years or so ago, Jenny and I went through this process, and the process was that the council was involved with appointing Mr. Bunker as the acting city manager. And when we use the term acting city manager or interim city manager, it's the same thing. So if you hear either of those phrases, we're talking about the same thing. So about 5 years ago, the council appointed Mr. Bunker as the acting city manager and then later acted to appoint him as the full-time city manager. Since then, with Mr. Shaw's help, we've come to understand better that the procedure is that the current city manager appoints, with the approval of the mayor, the acting city manager, and then notifies the council. So Mr. Bunker did notify all of the council of his recommendation of Chandler Goodwin to be the acting city manager. I approve of that, but I wanted to have the council participate as they did 5 years ago. That doesn't mean if there's a city manager change sometime in the future and you're involved, that the council would be involved. I'm just saying that the policy is really to have the city manager appoint someone and the mayor approve it. So hopefully that's clear to everyone. I know there are some people that would have preferred we did it that way today, but I wanted to include the entire council so that y'all can have a say if that's what you like. So at any rate, I approve of the appointment that Mr. Bunker's made of Chandler Goodwin acting as the acting city manager. We will begin a search, and we had a very good meeting this morning with David and Chandler, and we're all looking forward and excited that Mr. Bunker gets to go run a big city, and excited for Chandler that he gets to act as acting city manager and learn some new things and skills and take some leadership, and we appreciate that. So right now, I think that the only thing that needs to be said, because there's not a motion that needs to be made on this, is that the day after that Mr. Bunker ceases to be the city manager of Cedar Hills, then Chandler Goodwin would become the acting city manager as well. Any questions on that?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay. Mr. Bailey, Mr. Zappala?
I think just technically he is the acting city manager now.
No, he's not.
He doesn't fill the role. Any responsibilities until David's gone.
Okay. And so He's the assistant city manager. We just appointed him as the acting city manager. So does that make sense?
He's now appointed as the acting city manager. So any time that David is gone and not able to fulfill his duties, then Chandler can have those duties.
I think we're saying that.
Yes.
So no disagreement. So the day after that Mr. Bunker's gone, then Chandler will assume those duties and we'll proceed with a search that we hope to have concluded by the first quarter of 2017. So is there any questions?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Then I will take a motion to adjourn.
I'll move that we adjourn.
I have a motion from Mr. Zappala. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Bailey seconds it.
Did we actually take a vote? Hold on a second. Didn't we take a vote? I don't remember us taking a vote to approve.
Yeah, and so
did we do that?
As I went through what the procedure actually is that the city manager, who is Mr. Bunker,
city manager approves and
no points.
Appoints
and then recommends to the mayor.
So the city manager.
Yeah, I guess I'm still confused because I thought that if the city council approved the recommendation of the mayor on this, and so I am a little confused. Is David Shaw on the phone?
He is.
I am on the phone, yeah.
And so,
I thought that was the procedure. Is that not right?
So, Mr. Crawley, I can see where your confusion is that the last time that the city did this is that the council was involved with the process of appointing the acting city manager and again of appointing the full-time city manager. And so what we've come to learn is that the proper course of action is that the current city manager appoints, with the approval of the mayor, the acting city manager, which is what has taken place. And then we begin a search to find a full-time city manager. So that's what the procedure is.
And that will be approved. That one will be approved by the city council then.
When the mayor recommends a full-time city manager, then the council has to ratify that.
And this is just a different procedure than that for just for the acting city manager for a temporary time period.
That is correct.
Okay. I didn't catch the difference there before. So yeah. And you agree with that, David Shaw?
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yes.
Okay. So I had a motion that was seconded to adjourn. So let's have another roll call vote because you're not all here. So Mr. Bailey?
Aye.
Mr. Zappala?
Aye.
Mrs. Reese?
Aye.
Mr. Geddes?
Aye.
Mr. Crawley?
Aye.
Great. That is it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are adjourned at this point.
Thank you.